From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. Dine Around starts September 11th and runs through the end of the month, September 27th. It is a 2.5-week celebration of food in Utah's capital city. The Downtown Alliance has produced Dine Around for the past decade, and every year it gets bigger and better. This year, we're happy to welcome nearly a dozen new restaurants. One of them is Finca. Finca is not a new restaurant. It's been in Salt Lake City for several years, but a recent addition to downtown and to the Dine Around. I'll be joined today by Clint Fowler. Clint is the general manager of Finca. We'll talk about the decision to relocate downtown, the space at Finca, which is spectacular, and the food, which is even better. All of that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. Joined today by Clint Fowler. Clint is the general manager for one of downtown's newest, hottest, coolest, it's both hot and cool, dining establishments, Finca. Clint, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I've been to Finca many times, both for small plates and dinner and lunch in this location, the downtown location. But maybe you can describe a little bit about what Finca is for anyone who hasn't been yet, and also talk about where you're located.
Yeah, certainly. We are happy to be downtown now in our new location.
We're happy you're downtown too.
Yes. Yeah. 327 West, 200 South. So right in the heart of downtown. Of course, Finca is a Spanish restaurant. Spanish food being a mixture of flavors, of Mediterranean flavors, kind of like Italian without the pasta,
okay.
You could say.
So. And Finca means farm, if I am sort of?
Pretty much. Finca actually is a basically farm. It's a plot of land that you grow something on.
Okay. So like a farm.
Like a farm.
An informal farm.
Yeah. Which goes along right with our theme of providing, you know, sourcing local ingredients from here in Utah, supporting many of the, you know, the farms that are around here, happily to do so. Great food, you know, it's fresher, higher quality, flavors much better, more intense, and it really helps us create some plates that are very delicious.
Well, and unusual. I mean, I think it's so typical for people to go to the same, you know, the same old restaurants and sort of have the same kind of food or the same and really what you guys have is very unusual and distinct, I think, for downtown. The Spanish style, the small plates, everything I've had has been exceptional, but it's also distinct. It's not just sort of, you know, run of the mill. It's very memorable, and it's a really cool experience to go there.
It is. You know, one, the food, of course, is excellent. That has a lot to do. We make everything from scratch. Mm-hmm. We make it all there in-house, so we don't buy products and that are already pre-made, freeze them, and then act like we made them. No,
right.
We actually, you know, create it there at the restaurant itself. But the style of service, those small plates coming out, really creates a different dining experience than what you're used to. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to a quote-unquote normal restaurant, you know, you have your appetizer, your salad, your entree, then your dessert, and it's all broken up into, you know, that traditional service style.
Kind of formal.
Yeah.
This course is coming now, so you know to plan on that.
Exactly. Yeah. Where when you dine at Finca, it is a flow of food from the moment the first plate hits the table until you're done dining.
Yeah.
And it really creates an experience that is distinct because you actually enjoy those that you're dining with, to a greater degree, because it's just it's a constant experience of interaction
and sharing, right? I mean, that's the point. You really share these small plates, and you have a pepper dish that's stuffed with, I think, stuffed with pork. That's pretty spectacular.
It is our braised pork shoulder, Nyman Ranch. When we get it from Clifford Farms or Ballot Farms from here in Utah, and when we cannot, then we go out to Nyman Ranch and bring in that pork because it's raised sustainably, which is what we care about.
Yeah, so that's exceptional. You have some little chicken croquettes,
which are...
I'm not looking at a menu. I actually know these things because I like them so much.
Well, they're so good. I mean, it's, you know, there's items that, you know, we've had on our menu. We do try to change up our menu seasonally. Well, we have to because...
Right. You're cooking seasonally.
Exactly. You know, if you're sourcing items locally, when they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, right now we have shishitos, but the end of the season's coming up. We have Utah corn on the menu. which is a dish that it just, oh,
it's amazing.
My God, it is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have another a month of corn left in Utah, and then it's gone, and so we'll have to wait till next summer before we can have that dish back. But that little pork, you know, the piquillo pepper stuffed with pork is something that is such a staple.
Yeah.
We can't take it
you
off.
You have to. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Even if it's just for me, thank you for making sure those always stay on the menu.
They're like dessert for me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's no way.
It's been a great, you know, one of the things that I like about the way that your restaurant is designed is you have a very sort of, I wouldn't say casual, but almost a living room style at the front of the restaurant. It's you've got some long benches and some couches and some comfortable chairs. And I've gone there for work meetings where I've said to somebody, you know, let's get together 5:30. We'll, you know, grab a drink and get some small appetizers and just have a work meeting there with two or three people. That it's such a comfortable and social way. And actually, like, if you have to have a hard conversation with somebody, that's a great way to do it because it's so sociable and friendly and gracious. And then, you know, people morph into dinner and you've got sort of more traditional booths and tables and things like that. But it, the restaurant, I thought it was really thoughtfully designed and carefully orchestrated, so that you do have sort of different areas for people to sit in different places, which I think helps to break up what is a fairly large space. You've really been thoughtful about the way that the restaurant's put together.
And that's a very good point. You know, Cody Derrick with City Home Collective and his team worked very closely with Scott in creating a very beautiful space that is, as you just talked about, you know, multi-use.
Mm-hmm.
And with the front of the lounge, you know, it works just like you said, kind of informal place to sit down and relax, and whether it's just having a couple bites, you know, a cheese plate or something like that with the Spanish imported cheeses or olives, and just having a small discussion and then leaving, or really dining. You know, one of the factors that has been lost over time is dining is supposed to be an experience. You know, it's just not to go out, feed yourself,
eat
and go
as
back.
Fast as you can.
Exactly, and go back home. And so having that lounge at the front of the restaurant with those couches really provides the opportunity to just relax, disconnect from that daily life, that daily grind, and come in, you know, have a couple small bites, a drink. Of course, we have a full bar, so, you know, we make craft cocktails. We make three tonics in-house, by the way.
Wow.
We have a lemongrass citrus tonic, a lavender honey tonic, and a blackberry spice tonic, which are phenomenal by themselves as non-alcoholic drinks. You can just have them as a house soda.
Yeah.
But we have some suggestions for gins along with those. One of my personal favorites is the Beehive Jackrabbit Gin.
And local.
Again,
you guys are sourcing locally.
Exactly. And we created that lavender honey tonic to be paired with the Beehive Jackrabbit Gin, and it is so good. It literally makes people who don't like gin and the gin drinkers.
We
convert a few people.
My wife is a big gin drinker already, and I don't think she's known about this option. So we're gonna have to go. We're gonna have to have a little date night to go sample the tonics.
You need to, because they really, it is, it's so completely distinct from anything that you've ever had with gin.
It's a date.
Yeah, it really changes.
This will be incentive for Jeannie to listen to the show, because she doesn't always listen. So now I'm asking her out, and if she doesn't listen to the show, she'll never know.
Well, we'll hold you to that.
Yeah, we'll be in. Clint, so you guys moved to downtown from kind of the Liberty Heights area within the past year. So this is your first opportunity to participate in the Downtown Dine Around.
Yes, it is.
So we're really excited to have you as one of 55 downtown restaurants participating in this. Do you have some ideas about what you're going to be offering for Dine Around?
Yes, actually. We thought about it, talked about it. We want to make sure that those that come dine with us actually have a true experience. And so for lunch, for example, we have, you know, it's only $10 lunch, but you're, you know, it's about half price of what you're going to get. You know, enjoy a salad, any one of our sandwiches with one of the sides that come with that. You know, it's either our famous papas with aioli, you know, the potatoes.
Really like French fries, but amazing French fries.
But amazing French fries with our house-made garlic aioli, and then, or a finca salad, you know, and have something along those lines. And then end that up with a churro. So we're actually providing a salad, sandwich, and dessert for lunch
for $10.
It's a steal.
That's amazing.
Like I said, it's priced at about 20, and you know, but we want people to come in and enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what it's about. And then for dinner, you know, our menu's open. Come in and enjoy three tapas, and a dessert, as well, you know.
For 30
like,
bucks.
For 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Or if you like, you can get the paella and
nice.
And a dessert for 30 bucks. So, you know, our paella catalana with the mussels on there, our house-made chorizo that's in there. It's, you know, the imported Spanish rice. It just changes.
You can't go wrong.
You cannot go wrong. So we want to make sure that people really have an opportunity to try the food and, you know, and enjoy it like you're supposed to. So
well, you're so smart to do that. I think sometimes when we talk to restaurants, particularly restaurants who haven't done Dine Around before, and I should mention Dine Around runs September 11th through the 27th, so about 2.5 weeks, end of September. It's a record-setting number of restaurants participating this year. Great, great way for people to experience lots of our culinary, what's happening in Salt Lake, whether it's a newer restaurant or an old favorite. But the restaurants who really take advantage of Dine Around and say, look, we want to give new customers an opportunity to see what we're all about are the ones who really find Dine Around successful. It's not about getting just more people in the door. It's about really creating that experience for Dine Around guests who maybe haven't been to your restaurant before, and this is the excuse that they've needed to give it a try and to come in and check it out. So you're really smart, I think, to offer great quality and really let people have that experience so that they become repeat customers and want to come back again and again and have that experience.
Right. You know, it's and that was our thought as well. You know, it's such a beautiful space. Mm-hmm. Being downtown, you know, truly is a gift for us, you know, to be down right in the center of Salt Lake City and encourage people to come downtown again.
Yeah.
You know, it's revitalizing. There's so much growth happening in downtown Salt Lake City that if you're not there, you forget about it.
Yeah.
There's so many beautiful things to see.
Well, and you guys, your neighborhood is changing so dramatically. On the other side of the block, the Broadway Park Lofts, incredibly successful. Now the Westgate building has been transformed into Paragon Station, mm-hmm. some really cool high-end condominiums, lots of conversations about what may be changing with the shelter and that component of downtown, which is a few blocks away. But it does feel like there's a lot going on in downtown, and you're really a big part of that. Your decision to come downtown and, you know, sort of put your flag in the ground and say, we're going to be here, we're going to do great food, we're going to create something unique and special for our city. That's what it takes, and I think it's intrepid entrepreneurs like you and Scott and the rest of your team trying to change our city and really take Salt Lake to a next level, whether that's with food or culture or the economy or any of the other things. They're all interrelated, and you guys are really a big part of that.
Yeah, you know, Scott's focus has always been providing the best for Salt Lake City,
yeah.
and caring about the town, and this is just another way that we can participate,
yeah.
in the downtown, which is, like I said, for us it's a pleasure to do so.
That's awesome. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk more with Clint Fowler. Clint is the GM of Finca, not a new restaurant, but a new downtown restaurant, really making a difference in the community and really taking Salt Lake's food scene to the next level. We will be back after these messages. We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. This is a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. Joining me today, my friend Clint Fowler. Clint is the general manager of Finca, a restaurant downtown on 200 South in between 300 West and 400 West, just really close to the Gateway Energy Solutions. Lots of new housing going on in that part of the city. Really some great conversions of some old warehouses and office space into hip new condos and lofts. Clint, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the design of Finca. And in particular, I've done this a few times with groups where we brought groups in, and you're really able to break the restaurant up in some really cool ways with some curtains and to create kind of a nice private dining area.
Yes. One of the main reasons that we moved was to have a larger space.
Yeah.
You know, we had outgrown the old space, found ourselves limited when it came to hosting groups in the restaurant. With our new space, we actually can break the restaurant up into four different sections.
Wow.
We have two private dining rooms, as you mentioned, one that seats up to 24, one that seats up to 32, and those are separated from the main dining room by some large velour curtains.
So you can't have them open, like if you guys are packed a busy night, everything's just open, or, you know, very easy to close that
exactly,
space off.
And make it a private event.
Yeah.
Right. because they're nice, heavy curtains, they do a wonderful job of isolating the sound from the rooms. We have had several groups in there that have brought in an LCD projector and had a little luncheon meeting or a dinner meeting where they're able to, you know, talk with their invited guests afterwards. So it works really well.
Oh, that's great.
Then, of course, as you talked about our lounge, you know, the backdrop of our lounge is this beautiful antique mantle and this beautiful antique mirror that are right in the center of our lounge, right behind the bar itself. But in the lounge area, you know, we have hosted parties. In fact, we're hosting one this Friday for 65 people.
Oh, nice.
In that lounge
area. Taking over the lounge area, and it's like having a party in your living room, and you don't have to clean it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you can come in and really enjoy a wonderful evening with your invited guests and have either a light reception, you know, some light hors d'oeuvres. We call them pinchos, those little bite-sized hors d'oeuvres.
And you guys do something cool with those where you can bring them to the table and people can just sample a few little pinchos off the tray.
Yes, we do. And we offer that at dinner time. You know, somebody requests them at lunch, of course, we'll prepare some pinchos and bring them out as well. So, yeah, so little snacks. That's all you need to have.
That's right, just a little snack.
A gin and tonic and a pincho.
Oh, perfect. That sounds like a perfect date night for Jeannie Mathis. I also want to mention you guys have a great partnership with one of the premier coffee roasters in town, which seems to be working really well, that people can go there. And you've got a nice little coffee bar just off to the lobby area.
Yes, La Barba Coffee is the one that's there in Finca. They're open from 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, close at 5 in the afternoon. And then on the weekends, they open at 8. And, they've been very successful. Love it. People come in, see the space, and sit there, enjoy a wonderful cup of coffee. And many of their guests will sit in our lounge as well because it's such a wonderful space, as you mentioned. Those, you know, beautiful leather couches and, you know, underneath the chandelier. It's a great place to have a coffee in the morning, a beautiful pastry from our pastry shop, actually.
Because you guys do it in-house.
Because we make them in-house.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So. What's your favorite thing on the menu? What do you like to eat? If you're just going in, I know. this is a hard question. What's your favorite thing on the menu?
Well, I was asked that, actually, by a group that a wedding that's going to come in December, and they asked me, what's my favorite thing? And I said, my answer was yes.
Okay.
It depends on the day,
yeah,
to be honest, and how you feel. We have such a varied menu. 80% of it is gluten-free.
Okay.
45% is vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I said, since we make everything in-house, it's just naturally healthy. But some of my favorite things, I love meat, believe it or not. I'm a carnivore.
I'm okay with that. I have nothing wrong with meat.
But the pork belly is one of the best pork bellies I've ever had.
I would agree with that.
It just melts in your mouth. We cure that for anywhere from 3 to 6 days. And then baste it in the oven for 9 hours, braise it in there, and then sear it off. It is just delicious.
Yeah, melting.
The ribs, it is.
The ribs are spectacular.
the ribs put famous
they fall apart. You know, oh, wow. Forgot about the ribs.
Yeah, it's a wonderful St. Louis cut ribs.
Yeah.
They are just, they are spectacular. Yeah. Ceviche is right now on the menu. Again, summer dish, right?
But
it's going to be coming off soon, but it is one of my favorites.
It's a nice light seafood, not cooked, which is great.
It's just a little healthy
fish with some lime and citrus. Yeah.
And, you know, believe it or not, as I said, I'm a carnivore, but one of my favorite items as well is our vegetarian paella. Made with, you know, artichokes, local Utah vegetables, and it is just magnificent. Really
what,
is.
What do you think's happening with the food scene in Salt Lake? I mean, I when we've talked with chefs, whether you know, Scott's been on the program before, Ryan Ladder's come on, it feels like there's kind of a renaissance in terms of food and availability and sourcing and chefs, and that chefs and restaurants work together and really collaborate in some positive ways that are maybe don't happen in other cities, but that seems to be very collaborative and helpful here in Utah and in Salt Lake City specifically.
It is. I think that it has to do with caring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Scott, of course, you know, when he opened his first restaurant, Pago, was, you know, about that, wanted to provide the people here in Salt Lake City a place to go that they could have healthy food,
and,
you know, the locally sourced, sustainably and responsibly raised proteins. We carry that over into Finca, into Hub and Spoke now, East Liberty Tap House as well.
You guys have really expanded.
Yes, we have. Yeah. So, you know, so some different concepts providing, you know, the people here in Salt Lake City some great choices. Along with that now, following along, the other chefs and owners are doing that same thing and really reaching out, studying what's going on in the nation, around the world, and providing that to Salt Lake City, which is, you know, it's becoming a place.
Well, it seems to be done in a really authentic way. It's not that we're trying to be like New York, or we're trying to be like Chicago, or we're trying to be like anybody else. We're really kind of owning it in our own way and saying, you know, we have something special here, something unique. And building a food culture, and which involves obviously the chefs and the owners, but also the patrons. And that's really part of what creates a great food city, is people who appreciate good food and understand the distinction between something that is, you know, canned or frozen or, you know, brought in on a truck versus something that's really locally sourced and thoughtfully prepared, and someone who's really taking it to the next level and trying hard to do something and prepare something special for their guests.
There is, you know, and you know, we're all businesses and we're competitors, but at the same time, it is all in our best interest to work together.
Yep.
and to help educate the citizens here in Salt Lake City and about what is good for them, and those that already know, to serve them.
Yeah.
You know, and we're happy that there are so many other restaurants like ourselves that are pushing that envelope. And you know, as they push, we push, and I think we all grow together.
Yeah.
I'm very excited, you know, to see where Salt Lake City will be in 5 years from now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very different city.
Well, it feels like it just keeps getting better and better. Finca, great example of a restaurant that really cares and wants to be successful, but wants to take the whole city, I think, to another level. Clint, I want to just thank you guys for your investment in downtown and for coming downtown and really making a difference. It is one of my favorite restaurants, if you couldn't tell, because I know your menu by heart. But really, it's such a great addition to our city center, and something I would encourage everybody to go and try. I'll mention again, Dine Around is running September 11th through the 27th. Dine Around has 56 participating restaurants this year. It's a record number of participating restaurants. Lunches are $5 or $10, and it's a multi-course lunch, or dinners are $15 or $30. At a fancy restaurant, a beautiful restaurant like Finca, you guys are going to be at the $10 range for lunch and $30 for dinner. Some less expensive options too, but it's a great way for people to sample Salt Lake's culinary scene. And whether you're trying something new, which is what a lot of people do with Dine Around, they use it as a way to go out and sample new things, or you're going back to old favorites, a great deal and a great way to get in touch with what's happening in Salt Lake's restaurant scene. So thanks for your participation in Dine Around. Thanks for being downtown.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And, you know, without the Downtown Alliance, we probably would not be.
Good. I'm glad we're doing our job.
And that you are.
It's great. You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. Just a reminder, please go out and sample Dine Around. It starts on September 11th. And runs through the 27th. 56 participating restaurants. More information available at dinearound.com.